The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohanesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Yevamos Tav Samach Aleph. The Mishnah on Samach Aleph on the Beis says, Lo yevatel adam mepiru verivya ele im ken yesh lo bonim. A person has a mitzvah of peru revu, which is mekayim by bringing children into the world. How many children does he need to bring in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Puravu? Beishama Omrim Shnei Zachorim. Beishama say two male children. Beishil Omrim Zachor and Akeva. Beishil say one male and one female. So according to Beishama, if you've had two boys, then you have Mekayim the Mitzvah of Puravu. Whereas according to Beishil, you have to have a boy and a girl to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Puravu. Says the Mishnah, Shenema Zachor and Akeva Bro'om. As the Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, male and female. And from there, they said, I understand that Puravu, you're also yotze the mitzvah when you've had a boy and a girl. Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer writes at the beginning in Simon Aleph Sif Hay says, Kivin Sheish L'Odom Zochor Nekeva, Kiyem Mitzvah Piri Verivya. The Shulchan Aruch goes on to say in Sif Vav, which is connected to the Gemara later on in the next staff, that if a person has a son and a daughter, and they died in his lifetime, if they nevertheless left behind children, then he's mekayim the mitzvah of Puravu. The children have to be, the bnei avonim in that case have to be a zocher and a keva, and they have to come from a zocher and a keva. Even if the boy comes, the grandson comes from the daughter, and the granddaughter comes from the son. But as long as he had a boy and a girl, and they left behind a boy and a girl, or they're still alive, then he's mekayim the mitzvah of Puravu. Now, the Rashba and the Ritva and other Rishonim point out that the Pashtus of the Hemshech of the Sugya in our Gemara implies that according to Beis Hillel, that which we say that you need to have a Zohar and a Nekeva, that means to say that you're not Yotz of the Mitzvah if you have two Zohorim. Only if you're Mekayim, only if you have a son and a daughter, you Mekayim the Mitzvah of Puravu. So Beis Shammai says you have to have two boys, two sons. And Beis Hillel says, you're not Yotz Mitzvah with two sons, you have to have a son and a daughter. And the Pashtus is like this as the Gemara carries on, because the Hemshech of the Sugya, the Gemara, when it discusses this Mishnah, the Gemara says that Beis Shammai, where do they learn that you're Yotz the Mitzvah of Puravu? They learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu had two sons, and we don't find that Moshe Rabbeinu had any daughters. So therefore, we can discern from this that a person who has two sons of Mekayim the Mitzvah of Puravu, Beis Hillel learn it from Briyos HaShalayim, as the Mishnah says in the Mefurash, Zohar and Keva Bro'om. So the Gemara says, why didn't Beis Hillel learn from Moshe Rabbeinu that two boys is enough? Answers the Gemara, Moshe Midai Tehuda Ovad. This, as the Gemara says, that Moshe did it for his own reasons, but his scheme of Da'atot Adas HaMokrim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to this, and one of the things was Pirish Mina Isha, he separated from his wife. So in other words, that Moshe Rabbeinu was an exception, that he separated from his wife when he had two sons. Well, he can't learn from there that anybody else who's had two sons is Mekayim the Mitzvah of Puravu. So the Pashtus of the Gemara certainly seems to be that according to Beis Hillel, you're not Yotz of the Mitzvah if you have two sons, you're only Yotz of the Mitzvah if you have a son and a daughter. Because if you were yoked to the mitzvah according to Beis Hillel, also if you have two sons, Beis Hillel will come along to say a chiddush, that not only if you had two sons, but even if you had, so to speak, only a son and a daughter, you're also yoked to the mitzvah, then the Gemara wouldn't ask, why don't we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu? Well, Moshe Rabbeinu was also mekayim in the mitzvah because he had two sons. So the chorot mukhah from the Gemara, the pashtus of the Gemara at any rate, that according to Beis Hillel, you're only in Yotz of the Mitzvah if you have a son and a daughter, you're not Yotz of the Mitzvah if you have two sons. Says the Rashba, however, that there is a Yerushalmi which is much more not like that. Yerushalmi says, Omar Abun, the Gemara, the Rashba says the name of Rav Ovan, that Lochein Shrichov Afilu Zofan Akeba, that according to Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai says you're Yotz of the Mitzvah only if you have two boys. Beis Hillel say you're Yotz of the Mitzvah if you have two boys, certainly. But you're even Yotz of the Mitzvah if you have only a boy and a girl rather than two boys. So it's not the Beis Hillel said that you have to have a boy and a girl. If you have two boys, you're also Yetzir Mitzvah. Your Yetzir Mitzvah, according to Beis Hillel, according to Yerushalmi, whether you have two sons or whether you have a son and a daughter. So even if you have two sons, you're Yetzir Mitzvah. And therefore we could also learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, who had two sons, that he was Yetzir Mitzvah, Purim Avu, and afterwards he was Perish Ben Aisha. So this seems to be a Machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Pashas of the Bavli is that according to Beis Hillel, you're only Yetzir Mitzvah if you have a boy and a girl, and not if you have two sons. Whereas according to Yerushalmi, you're even Yetzir Mitzvah according to Beis Hillel with two sons, and also if you have a son or a daughter. Either one of those is good enough. There's an interesting difference of opinion, which seemed to be, as to what Rashi's opinion is in Beis Shammah. The Shammai says you have to have two sons. We have in Rashi says, two sons, but not a Zohar and a Keva. So Kipshuto, according to the Bavli, in the way Rashi understands it, the Shammai says you have to have two sons or more in order to be able to the mitzvah of Puravu, and Beis Hillel says, no, you have to have a boy and a girl, and they're arguing each one on the other case. Beis Shammai doesn't agree in the case of a boy and a girl, and Beis Hillel doesn't agree in the case of two boys. But the Rashi quotes Rashi as saying, when we were Rashi, Rashi seems to know, according to the gifts that the Rashbo had in Rashi, that according to Beis Shammah, you're Yetzir Shnei Zechorim and Kol Shekein Zachar and Nekeva. So interestingly, we have the similar concept to the Rishalmi the other way around. That according to the Rishalmi, Beis Hillel is the one who holds that you can have either two sons or a boy and a girl and be Yetzir the Mitzvah Purim Avu. But according to the Rashbos Gersa in Rashi, in the Bavli, it's Beis Shammah, it says you can have either two Zachorim or a Zachor and a Nekeva. And it's Beis Hillel say that you only are Yetzir if you have a Zachor and a Nekeva, and two Zachorim is not good enough. So this is quite an interesting machlokes is the halacha. The Maaser of the Shulchan Aruch seems to Paskin, like most of it showing in Paskin, like the Bavli, that we Paskin at Beis Hillel, and you only Yetzir the Mitzvah if you have at least one boy and at least one girl. The Avnei Nezer in Simon Aleph and Evan Ezer in Oishid Beis says that he heard from his Mechutin, Rabbi Yeshua Mikotno, the great Gaon who wrote the Sefer Yeshua's Malka and Yeshua's Yisrael, amongst others for him, that the Maharit, who lived 300 or 400 years before them, only had male children, and nonetheless he didn't marry another wife. Now, although Rabbeinu Gershon made a cheirim that was not allowed to marry more than one wife, nonetheless, as is well known, this cheirim was accepted, and at least until recent times, only in Alsace Ashkenaz. In Alsace Sfarad, until recently, this takona was not known and not accepted. It was lo poshto takonos cheirim Rabbeinu Gershon that you're not allowed to marry two wives. So the Maharit, who was from Alsace Sfarad and lived in Eretz Yisrael, could have married two wives if he wanted to, and we don't find that he married another wife, even though he himself only had male sons. Says the Avnei Nezer, I heard from my Mechutin, Rabbi Shua Mikotna, that the reason why the Maharit did this was because he relied on Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi says that according to Beis Hillel, you're also Yotze with two Zecharim, and not only a Zecher and a Nekeva. Although our Gemara, the Bavli holds clearly not like that, as we note, the Hemshech of the Gemara is mashmat, they said, I'll hold, you're not Yotze with two sons, only with a son and a daughter. Nonetheless, the Maharit agreed to Paskenite Yerushalmi against the Bavli, which is most unusual. And perhaps, says Avnei Nezer, I can tell you a reason why. And the reason why this is, as suggests Avnei Nezer, is because there's a famous Zoya and Chelik Gimel and Daf Kuf Mem Chesam Aleph on the Pasuk by Yibayim Kalos Moshe, there that Moshe Rabbeinu was told to be perished from an Isha, and the Malach Michol asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Moshe Rabbeinu has not been kind in this for Purim Avu, Hoksiv, Zohar, Mekeva brought on, the Heshiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oh, Kiyem Moshe Purim Avu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered back that Moshe was Mekai in the Mitzvah of Purim Avu. And that's clearly like Yerushalmi, who holds that according to Beis Hillel, that's Halacha, Remoida, that Sagi Mishnei Zechorim, that you are Yotze with two Zechorim as well, even according to Beis Hillel. Says the Avnei Nezer, Hine Eidusas Shel Rishim Bar Yochai, Rishim Bar Yochai heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, so to speak, as it says in the Zoya. Avadi saw it, Baruch HaKodesh, this Maisa, because of course Rav Shimon Bar Yochai wasn't there at the time, but he saw this this concept of what happened with Moshe Rabbeinu and the Malach Mechon and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he saw the Ruach HaKodesh. And although the Bavli did not know of this, because the Bavli did not know the Zoya, and the Zoya in Pinchos says that Kadataka the Bavli wasn't aware of some of the things that are written in the Zoya. And although the halacha is the Leib HaShemayim, we don't follow a baskol even when it paskens a halacha, nonetheless suggests that Avnei is something very interesting. That when a Novi says he heard the halacha from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that we ignore, because Leib HaShemayim he. But when Rav Shimon Bar Yochai saw Baruch HaKodesh and Maise Shehoyo, and he saw that a Kodesh Baruch Hu said something, not as a halacha, but as a Maise at the time, then the halacha can be according to this, and we don't apply the rule of Leib HaShemayim he. Our Koponim says the Avnei Nezer. And therefore suggests the Avnei Nezer, the reason why the Maharit didn't marry a second wife in order to become the mitzvah of Peru Avu, although he only had sons and no daughters, is because we relied on the Yerushalmi, which is according to Beis Hillel, it's enough to have either a son and a daughter or two sons. Beis Hillel agrees that you could also be Yotzei Mitzvah with two sons, and although the Bavli is mashma not like that, but since the Zohar concludes and seems to go in line with the Yerushalmi, and the Marit possibly paskened like the Yerushalmi and the Zohar against the Bavli, so suggests the Avnei Nezer, which is very interesting. Just by the way, incidentally, there is talk amongst the Chachmei Emes about the concept that Moshe Rabbeinu was from Beis Shammai, his Mekuru was from Beis Shammai rather than from Beis Hillel. And for example, that's why Rabbi Eliezer the Tana, who was Shamuti, which according to some Pirushim means he came from Beis Shammai, he was a descendant of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki Yadua, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went out to Shemayim, he heard the Kodesh Baruch Hu discussing the Shittas of Rabbi Eliezer, the Gabi Paradum, and he said, Yuotzen Shi'etze Mechalotzai, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, it will be so. Shenema B'Shem Ho'echod Eliezer, Moshe Rabbeinu, when it says his son was Eliezer, Chazal say it refers to Rabbi Eliezer the Tana, who came from Moshe Rabbeinu. And as we say, some Rishonim explain that Shamuti means that Rabbi Eliezer came from Beis Shammai. Our Koponim amongst the Chachmei Emes is this concept that Moshe Rabbeinu was from Beis Shammai rather than Beis Hillel. If that were the case, then we could understand why the Zohar says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Bekayim Pur Avu and he had two Zohorim, because Moshe Rabbeinu was Mishorosho from Beis Shammai. But Halacha L'maaseh, if we paskin like Beis Hillel at the moment, so it would be no Raya necessarily from there. Oh, Koponim, that's Nachzor L'Inyoneinu. That was a suggestion of the Avnei Nezer to explain why that Maharit, in his own personal circumstance, felt that he was Mekayim the mitzvah of Pur Avu if he had two sons or more, even though he didn't have any daughters. However, there's a Knesset HaGedolah. Now, Knesset HaGedolah was a Talmud of the Maharit. And the Knesset HaGedolah, now God's Beit Yosef, Siman Aleph, Sifkot and Beis, writes about the Maharit that it's true that the Maharit didn't have daughters and he still didn't marry another wife to try and be Mekayim the mitzvah of Pur Avu, but it wasn't that he relied on Yerushalmi, he says that according to Beis Hillel, Yotzei even with two sons, but rather he relied on the fact that one of his sons had a daughter, so he had a granddaughter. So in the Knesset HaGedolah's story that he told over from Bashemis Rebbe, the reason why the Maharit felt he was Mekayim the mitzvah of Pur Avu was because he had a granddaughter. So he had two sons, but he had at least one granddaughter, and he felt that was enough to Mekayim the mitzvah of Pur Avu. However, the Chuvas Lechem Rav, which is from the Lechem Mishnah, argues with this and says that it's not good enough to have a granddaughter, you have to have a Zohar and a Kev, as we mentioned earlier. If you have a son and a daughter, then the Gemara says that even if one or both of them passes away, as long as they leave behind a son and a daughter, or possibly even two daughters, then you may become the mitzvah of Pur Avu, as long as they came from a Zohar and a Kev. But if you just have two Zohorim, the fact that one of them has a Kev, says the Lechem Rav, is not enough to become the mitzvah of Pur Avu. There's an interesting Gemara in Tanis. The Gemara in Tanis, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, says, "Omer Esh Lakish, Osu Lo Adam Meshamish Mitoso B'Shnei Ravim." In times of famine and distress, you're not allowed to be Meshamish Mito. How do we know this? Shenema, the pasuk says in Miketz, "Uli Yosef Yulad Shnei Bonim B'Terem Tovosh Nas Horov." That Yosef had two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, before the years of famine came around. Why does the Torah emphasize that? So Rish Lakish learns from there, because once the famine had come around, Yosef would not have been Meshamish Mitzvah, because it's also Meshamish Mitzvah, also Mishnei Ravim. Carries on the Gemara and Tana, we've learned in the Brisa, Chasuche Bonim Meshamish Mitzvah on Mishnei Ravim. People who haven't yet been blessed with children are allowed to be Meshamish Mitzvah even during the years of famine. So this is the Gemara and Tana. So Tosa says there, on Reish Lakish, who says it's also been Shamash Mita of Bishtar, Bishnei Ravim, Vim Taimar, Yecheved, gave birth, Bein Achoimus. She was born, sorry, Bein Achoimus. Yecheved, Nolda Bein Achoimus. And that was when they came down to Mitzrayim. Now, when they came down to Mitzrayim, there had already been 2 years of wrath, of famine. And therefore, Al Kochoch, that a father, Levi, was Meshamash Mitzvah Bishnei Ravim. And therefore, it's a bit schwer. The Gemara says that Yosef was Meshamash Mitzvah Bishnei Ravim, and he had his two sons before the famine started. So how is it the Levi was Meshamash Mitzvah? Because Yocheved was born 2 years into the Ravim, so he must have been Meshamash Mitzvah during the years of the Ravim. So ask Tosus. So Tosus says a teretz which is a little bit difficult to understand for us. It's not also mamish. It's not an iser. It's not for everybody also. Someone who wants to be noig minus chasidus, he is perish from tashmish during shnei rabin. Yosef lo shimish. Aval shabnei adam shimshu. Yosef was meshamish mitzvah, but Levi was meshamish mitzvah. It's a little bit difficult to understand. If there is such a mussig of midas chasidus, then why was Yosef knowing the midas chasidus and Levi wasn't knowing the midas chasidus? So there is a very interesting hadar zakenim on the posuk in Bereshis Perik Bemala posuk Nun, the term Tovosh and Asarov, and the same thing is found also in the Daf Zakenim by the Tosfos. Bring down this Gemara. The Gemara says also the Hamish Mishnei Ravan and ask the Kasha. How was Levi Meshamish as Mitzvah as Hari Yocheved Nolda Lo Bein Achoimus? So the first terrace that the Hadaz Kenyan brings down, Meshem Rebbe Yehuda Chosid is the Hani Mili Anov Yeshe Shama Mipi Hakadosh Baruch Hu Also Di As Rav. Yosef knew that there was going to be a Rav because he had interpreted Pharaoh's dream as an indication there was going to be a Rav. So he knew for certain that this famine was going to continue. And therefore, for him, it was also the Meshamash Mitzvah. Mashenkin Levi did not know that the famine was going to carry on indefinitely. And so for Lefichok Shimish Mitosan. So it says that Das came in the first teretz, Beshem Rabbi Yudah Achosit. Oyesh Laima says the second teretz, and this comes back to Asugir. Very interesting. So that Das Kainan, it could be the machlokus of Levi and Yosef, and the different way that they behaved, is based on interpretations of our Gemara. The Mechlokas Tanoim in Yevomus, one man, the Homo holds Yotz of the Mitzvah, Pira of Yerivia, with two Zachorim. That's Beit Shammai. They command the Homo, and there's one man, the Homo holds Bein Ubas, that you have to have a Zachor and a Nekeva. Yosef held, like Beit Sidel, like Beit Shammai, that it's enough to have two Zachorim. Yosef had two Zachorim, and therefore it was Yotz of the Mitzvah, Pira of and therefore he wasn't Meshamish Mitzvah, Bishas, Bishnei Ravi. Levi held like Beis Hillel, hold that you have to have a son and a daughter. And Levi didn't yet have a daughter. Yeah, well, Levi may have had sons, but he had no daughters yet. And then Gemara in Tanis, as we says, carries on to say, Chashuche bonim mutar neshamesh, kedei lekaim mitzvos per river. Those who don't have children, in Taitshis Dadaz Kenim, means to say that those who have not yet been mekaim the mitzvah of Pura Revu, they are allowed to be Meshamash Mitzvah. And therefore, Levi, Paschal, like Beis Hillel, and held that in order to be become Pura Revu, you have to have a boy and a girl. Levi didn't have any daughters, and therefore he allowed himself to be Meshamash Mitzvah in Mishnei Rabbi. Masha'in came. Yosef, who held like Beis Shammai, held Dafkish and Ezchor. According to what we've been saying, in the opinion of Yerushalmi and in the opinion of the Zohar, you don't have to actually say that Yosef held like Beit Shammai, because Yosef even held like Beis Hillel, but even Beis Hillel, according to this opinion, agree that two zechorim, if you have two males, two sons, you are yotzei the mitzvah puruvu. You don't have to dafka have a son and a daughter. And therefore the Gemara says that Yosef, we learn from Yosef that he wasn't Mishamash Mito Mishnah Aravan because he already had two sons, Nifneishnah Aravan, and that's why that would be the, in this case, that would be the machlokes between Levi and Yosef. They both held like Beis Hillel. Levi held, like he says in the Bavli, that according to Beis Hillel you have to have Dafka's offering and the Kaper. Hashem came. According to Yosef, Zohar Nechevi also Yotzei Mitzvah, Shenem Zohar Nechevi Baran, but he also Yotzei the Mitzvah with two Zohorim, and therefore Yosef, who had had two sons, was in fact Yotzei the Mitzvah with Pur Ravu in his opinion.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.